To the editor, we are appalled at the Arlington County government's tactics against the 10 residents who sued the county leadership over its approval of the half-baked expanded housing options, AHO, zoning policy. The residents who are suing allege that the county leaders violated the Code of Virginia by failing to conduct increased density impact studies on schools, transportation, the environment, stormwater, and other critical areas. It is stunning that the county government did not do its basic due diligence to adequately evaluate the environmental and infrastructure impacts of this major rezoning change. Let's also make it clear, the county's new density everywhere approach, formerly known as Missing Middle, was rebranded to AHO in an acknowledgement that it has nothing to do with affordability or diversity. After losing preliminary lawsuit rounds in court, the county government hired an outside law firm at a cost of up to $750 per hour for each attorney, to assist county attorneys in defending Arlington in the AHO lawsuit. They are hoping to turn the legal tide, which up to now has been a dismal failure for the county leadership. As reported in AHO Watch, a publication published by Natalie Roy, a candidate for county board, county attorneys, together with their new legal team, are resorting to what some might consider intimidation tactics. As part of their interrogatories, they are seeking inspections and photos of each of the 10 plaintiffs' homes. The photos alone could cost taxpayers an estimated $7,000. The attorneys are demanding information on the number of bathrooms, bedrooms, trees and bushes each plaintiff has, and the names of people with whom they have spoken regarding AHO permits. It is unclear who in the county leadership authorized this action, but here you have our taxpayer dollars at work. It is time for a much-needed change on the county board this election cycle. Elections have consequences, and we will be casting our votes in the Democratic primary on June 18 for Natalie Roy. Patricia and John Adair, Arlington.